Tomorrow we're moving everything for the holiday. After the lesson, we'll take everything over there. Okay, so we are studying Talmud Esos Tevot here. I can't explain this joke. All right, so we're studying Talmud Esos Tevot, part 2. Strengthening one's faith during the concealment when the Creator watches over the world. That brings us to the books. That's where we get the illumination from, the light of correction and understanding, how to strengthen our faith with providence of the Creator. This is from the article Concealment and Revelation. And we are studying Talmud Esos Tevot, part 2, Hastaklut Pnimit. Right, this is different. Okay.
התגברות הרצון שבבינה נבחנת לאפשר. ומצד שבעלה זה מהחומר הראשון נבחנת ללא כמקבל.
הסתכלות פנימית.
מבחינה ב...
item 44. The increase in the רצון in בינה is regarded as אפשר. Because it comes to her from the first substance, it is regarded as loka mikaven. Prina bet, which is bina, is regarded as efshar and loka mikaven. Her first substance is her malchut de'elyon, meaning malchut de chokma that received the chidush tzura of prina bet inside her, meaning through her strengthening. From that perspective, the intensification of that ratzon is regarded as efshar, meaning she could avoid awakening that desire. She is also regarded as loka mikaven. I remind you, we're starting in Hastaklut Pnimit, part 2, item 44. This is paragraph number 2. So, she is also regarded as loka mikaven because she is malchut de chokhma and is filled with her awe. For that reason, the yearning does not appear in her. You should understand that any appearances of additional ratzon that appeared in Prina Bet more than in Prina Aleph is only regarded as efshal. In other words, it is the intensification of the ratzon that she made, done by the power of the Netzal himself. Again, continue, yes. I have to answer a few things here. 44 again. The increase in the ratzon in Bina is regarded as efshar, because it comes from her first substance, it is regarded as lo kamikaven. Bchina bet, which is Bina, is regarded as efshar and lo kamikaven. Her first substance is her malchut de elyon, meaning malchut de chokhmah, that received the chidush tzura of b'china bet inside her, meaning through her strengthening. From that perspective, the intensification of that ratzon is regarded as efshar. This means that she could avoid awakening that desire. She is also regarded as loka mikaven, because she is malchut de chokhma and is filled with her awe. For that reason, the yearning does not appear in her. You should understand that any appearances of additional ratzon that appeared in Prina Bet more than in Prina Aleph is only regarded as efshar. In other words, it is the intensification of the ratzon that she made, done by the power of the Netzal himself. Well, this is pretty understood, right? We've spoken so much about Dalet Prina Dor Yashar, four phases of direct light. Yes, that we understand what he writes here. Why is Prina Bet more Av than Prina Aleph? Because the Ratzon in her comes from her. Well, we can't say that it is greater in and of itself than Prina Aleph in judging by quantity, but in the sensation of the Neitzal, who feels this Ratzon as his own, that makes that Ratzon more of. The Ratzon itself doesn't change. It only changes according to the perception of the Neitzal, how this Ratzon is felt as belonging to me, controlling me, conquering me, and so on. The Ratzon, the desire, is the same. We're talking about four levels of the development of the consciousness of the Neitzal, awareness in one's own substance. It's as though we, not the Ratzon develops, but my awareness of my own nature. Because nature is prepared from the Dalet Prinot Dor Yashar. It doesn't change. The Creator gave everything there, the Kli and the O. Everything is just the development of my awareness, my consciousness, my understanding of who I am, how I have these attributes and those attributes, where I belong to Him, where I do not, what I know, what I do not, what I am, how much I am controlled by them and how much I am not. This is the only difference between all the degrees. Nothing changes after Prina Aleph, except the sensation of the Neitzal regarding Prina Aleph and the additions to the sensation, to the discrimination in the situation. These are the worlds and the olamot, yes, and the degrees and everything. Yes, sir. How can it define Prina Bet as Afshar in the sense that it has a choice if to intensify or not intensify the Ratzon? How can she have a choice within the four phases of direct light? He says the intensification of the Ratzon and Bina is considered as Afshar because it comes from the first substance. It is regarded as Loka Mekaveh. Afshar what? Afshar is possible. She cannot be in the will to receive. What's Afshar? What can she do? He says it was possible for her to not awaken this Ratzon Lekabel, this will to receive. He says she could not awaken this intensification of Ratzon. How can she have a possibility to do or not do in four phases of direct light? Not Dalet Prinot Dor Yashar. Look, we do not say that she could, in the way you present it. We say that there's some development here. Not a voluntary or in the Ratzon, but on top of it. It is on top of it. Now she wants to do something with her Ratzon. Is this an intention? This is called intensification of the desire. It is her approach or attitude toward her own Ratzon in Bina. And he says this is free. What does it mean, free, voluntary? What is this term free? He explains it, Bala Sulam, in the article, the freedom. That it's non-existent. What is this thing? Freedom. What does it pop up from? And then what did it come from? And if it came from somewhere, then it's not free anymore. There is no freedom in nature. Everything is either the creators or the creatures. Free means being outside the will to receive. So outside the will to receive, from outside it you relate to the will to receive. That's the meaning of Efshar. With your consciousness and concepts of this world, don't think of free, don't relate to it with your ideas. Because here free is lack of information. What does it mean that you can do this or that way? It is unclear to me if I can do this or that. It is simply we call freedom the lack of knowledge. It's a complete illusion. Go on. Item 45. The Or Chokhmah is sufficient and she did not have to strengthen and draw Chasadim. We might ask, but Malchut the Keter, when she became Bchina Aleph in the Sphira of Chokhmah, also had the same option to not receive the Chidush of the will to receive. Thus, why is Bchina Aleph regarded as Lo Efshar? Indeed, there is a big difference here. Malchut the Keter could not emanate the Ne'etzal if it did not have the will to receive. However, Malchut the Chokhmah, which is the Ne'etzal himself, could suffice for her own will to receive without being awakened in the will to bestow, which is Bchina Bet, and draw Or Chasadim. That is because Or Chaya is quite sufficient for the Ne'etzal, and he doesn't need any addition. It's also obvious. Every single thing is in every single state it chooses where there is freedom. So in Malchut the Keter it could exist, but here it can't. So Or Chokhmah is sufficient and she didn't have to strengthen and draw Chasadim. We're reading again. This is called freedom. So did she or did she not have to? It's as if she didn't have to. Why? From the perspective of the Ratzon. It's like we say Malchut the Keter. Could she or could she not? Once more, I'm reading. I see you're out of it, kind of. We might ask, but Malchut the Keter, when she became Bchina Aleph in the sphere of Chokhmah, also had the same option to not receive the Chidush in the will to receive. Thus, why is Bchina Aleph regarded as Lo Efshar? Meaning deliberate, obligatory. Indeed, there is a big difference here. Malchut the Keter could not emanate the Ne'etzal if it did not have the will to receive. Meaning, if I have to create someone, it's got to have a will to receive. So, she had to invert into a will to receive. However, Malchut the Chokhmah, which is an Ne'etzal himself, which is already its own substance to the will to receive, could suffice for her own will to receive. Because that's it, it's over. That's an Ne'etzal. Why did it develop differently in addition to it? Without being awakened in the will to bestow, which is Bchina Bet, she could do it and draw Chasadim. That is because Or Chaya is quite sufficient for the Ne'etzal, and he doesn't need any addition. That's why the development from Bchina Aleph to Bchina Bet is a free development. Yes, that's what we call it. Because the Creator created the will to receive. He's always Or Chaya, and that's enough for Bchina Aleph. This development is a nice development. 46, please. Zeranpin is regarded as Lo Efshar because he lacked the Or Chokhmah. 46. Mbchina Gimel, being Zeranpin, is regarded as Lo Efshar and Kamekaven. It is Lo Efshar because after Bchina Bet awakened and drew Or Chasadim, it created a detainment on the Or Chokhmah in the Ne'etzal. The will to bestow is opposite of Bchina Aleph, which is a will to receive, where there is Or Chokhmah. That Or is given the name Chaya, because Or Chokhmah is the essential Chayut, sustenance of the Potsuf. For that reason, Malchut Debina drew her Or Chokhmah once again into her Ochasadim. Thus, when Malchut de Bina drew it and created that Chidush Tzura, she stopped being Prina Bet and became Prina Gimel, called Zeranpin. Once again, 46. Zeranpin is regarded as Lo Efshar, meaning must receive Chochmah, because he lacked the Ol Chochmah, meaning no choice. Prina Gimel, being Zeranpin, is regarded as Lo Efshar and Kamekaven. It is Lo Efshar because after Prina Bet awakened and drew Ol Chasadim, it created a detainment on the Ol Chochmah and the Netzat. The will to bestow is opposite to Prina Aleph, which is the will to receive, where there is O Chochmah. And in Prina Bet there is no O Chochmah. That O Chochmah is given the name Chaya because O Chochmah is the essential Chayut of the Partzuf. For that reason, Malchut de Bina drew her Arat O Chochmah once again into her O Chasadim. Thus, because she felt she needed sustenance, chayut. So when Malchut de Bina drew it and created the Chidush Tzura, she stopped being Prina Bet and became Prina Gimel, called Zeranpin. So Zeranpin was necessarily emanated. It's like a woman wanting to be a mother. It's a desire that is independent of her. It grows because she feels it as her own sustenance. It's a wonder because she doesn't need it for herself, but because in the end she wants to bestow, that form of bestowal must produce a form of reception. We're continuing item 46. Zeranpin is regarded as Kamekaven because it had a desire for Chochmah. We should discern two things in this Hamshacha being Prina Gimel. The first is Lo Efshar, meaning she has no other choice because the Ochaya was absent in the Netzal. The second is Kamekaven. It is so because here there is a yearning for the Harat Chochmah that she extended when she was empty from it, because Bchina Bet covered the O Chochmah and she had only O Chasadim without O Chochmah. For that reason, her Malchut, which extended the Harat Chochmah, extended it as a yearning called Kamekaven. Hence, Prinat Zeranpin is called Lo Efshar and Kamekaven. Item 47. Zeranpin is regarded as Kamekaven because it had a desire for Chochmah. 47. We should discern two things in the Samshecha bin Prina Gimel. The first is Lo Efshar, meaning she has no other choice because the Ochaya was absent in the Netzal. The second is Kamekaven. It is so because here there is a yearning for the Harat Chochmah that she extended when she was empty from it, because Prina Bet covered the Ol Chochmah and she is only Ol Chasadim without Chochmah. For that reason, Malchut, which extended Erat Chochmah, extended it as a yearning called Kamekaven. And Prina Zeranpin is called Lo Efshar, meaning must extend it, and Kamekaven to extend. Malchut is regarded as Efshar because she could settle for the Chochmah in Zeranpin, and be considered a receiver because she had a desire. So Zerampe didn't have a choice and he had to extend Chokhmah. It limits its freedom, so it's not a complete kli. This is not a free will yet, because he had to do it. Or Chasadim is not the all of life. He has to live. That's why Zeranpin just takes something to live. But Malchut is where the will to receive breaks through and wants more, like in Bina. Like Bina wants more, so does Malchut. That's why it's called Gvura Ila, Gvura Tata, upper Gvura, lower Gvura. That's why Malchut is a complete kli. 48. Bchina Dalet Bein, Malchut is regarded as Nishar and Kamikavin, meaning what? It is of Shah because there is already a Rat Chokhmah in Zeranpin to live, meaning Bchina Gimel. Thus Malchut is Zeranpin doesn't have to perform this strengthening once more in order to draw a greater Chokhmah than in Bchina Gimel. So there is no problem for Zeranpin. It extends willingly, not necessarily. It is regarded as Kamikavan still because this strengthening to draw Chokhmah created a yearning. In other words, it is when she doesn't have O Chokhmah that the yearning appears. Yes, Tia. In which kli did Malchut need O Chokhmah? She had O Chokhmah in Zeranpin. Which kli needed O Chokhmah in Zeranpin? Which part of the kli? After Zeranpin or in Zeranpin? Well, what we find here is that Malchut in Zeranpin chose to draw more O Chokhmah that was unnecessary. Malchut in Zeranpin draws O Chokhmah in the same kli where Bina was. Zeranpin consists of two kelim, kli de bina and kli de chokhmah. What consists b'china dalet? A kli de zeranpin that has chokhmah and kli de bina that draws chokhmah. Let's put it this way. I wanted to give to the Creator. I felt pleasure in it. It was good. Now I want to enjoy that pleasure. That's what Malchut has. That's why Malchut feels shame afterwards, toward which the difference between what she drew and what Bina is. That's why Malchut ascends to Bina afterwards, and all her corrections are in Bina, meaning what? She purifies that additional part that she now extended. She purifies it in Bina. So we have Kli de Chokhmah in Bchina Aleph, Kli de Bina in Bchina Bet, two Kelim in Bchina Gimel, and two Kelim, but for Chokhmah, in Bchina Dalet. In Bchina Dalet, both the Kli of Bchina Aleph for Chokhmah and the Kli of Bchina Bet that was in bestowal, now it is also for Chokhmah. So Bchina Aleph feels, other than being created by the Creator as Bchina Aleph, she feels that she extended, and instead of a will to bestow upon the Creator, bestowal to the Creator, in the sensation of how it gives, and she felt that she wanted to enjoy it, to receive it. That's why over everything that comes from the perspective of being as bestowal in Bchina Dalet, it is deception, and hence the shame that brings her to the Tzimtzum. And on the part of Bchina Aleph in her, she doesn't look at it. That's my nature, it's my substance. Of course I am not ashamed of it. Shame, the sensation of reception, comes over that Gvura Ila'a, the upper Gvura that in Malchut was switched to Gvura Tata, the lower Gvura in In Bina, it is toward the Creator to bestow, and in Malchut, it is toward myself. Can we say that Efshal speaks of necessary and again, I didn't understand it. Malchut is considered as Efshal because she could suffice for Chochmah and Zeranpin by nature. There's enough oil that sustains it. But she's regarded as Kamei Kaven because she had a yearning. This yearning comes from Bina. So it's even worse. She wanted to extend more Chochmah, even though she didn't need it, because she had Chochmah already. Now she wanted additional Shefa, abundance. What does it mean? Intensification of will to receive. The will to receive is not regarded according to what I receive. I climb to a certain level, just like here. Yes, I'm alive. I have a refrigerator, a car, a house. Well, I'm average. Everyone has it. That's what I think. It's ordinary. That's not a will to receive, I use it. Will to receive is where I intensify and want further abundance. That's where it's felt. Yes, according to Einstein, if I move along with ordinary velocity, if everything remains the same, it's called standing. It's not changing, it's not moving. Movement is only according to the difference, to the addition. That's called walking, advancing. If I'm the same every day, it's still dead. So, B'china Daled, that's what it is expressed, this matter of the great desire that doesn't have to be there, and a great intention that is completely unnecessary, but it was opposite, it was in order to bestow. Her Ratzon and her intention both came from Bina, but in Bina it is directed toward bestowal, and here it is directed toward reception. That's why between Malchut and Bina we always have these relationships, these connections and corrections and so on. What can Malchut correct afterwards? Only through Bina, to draw the forces, to draw the system of Bina. That's why when Malchut restricts herself and ascends to Bina, becomes like Bina, she uses only a part where she seemingly kills herself as intensification, as an overcoming of Malchut. She becomes like Zeranpin. Everything comes from these four prinot. Yes, Zeran. I don't understand how there can be a state of Loefshar and Kamei Kaven like in Zeranpin. Meaning, when I am placed in a situation where I want Chochmah, when my Ratzon doesn't grow. What is an increase in the Ratzon? It's acceleration. So here I have no greater Ratzon of my own, but I have a yearning. The Creator gave the Kli this urge by its Tzua. By creating a will to receive in the Ratzon, and fulfilling it with O and Prinalef. It's all well and nice. Afterwards, what appeared is the form of the giver. This tsua, form of the giver, is felt in the Kli as something that belongs to reception. Because the Kli that was created of the substance of the will to receive, to enjoy, cannot feel anything else. It perceives only as possible, as a possibility to enjoy. And so its yearning comes from the perspective of the will to enjoy. I don't perceive the Creator any differently. I cannot perceive Him as He is. I perceive Him in my own kli. I find Him as the giver in my vessels of reception, which is me. And from that, I begin to want the form of bestowal. That's why B'china Bet is the same B'china Aleph, but with greater avut, meaning the will to receive is greater. And besides, it's got a direction toward the Creator. It enjoys resembling the Creator. That gives it pleasure. That's why in Sag there's Bitush, there's the beating, there's Zivug Daka on all the Chasadim, of course it's pleasure. In vessels of reception there are no vessels of bestowal. It's a contradiction in terms. What are vessels of bestowal? So the addition that Bina puts on herself as opposed to Bina Aleph is an addition of Kelim, but their direction is toward bestowal, to enjoy the form of bestowal like the Creator does. And in Malchut it overturns again. In Malchut, that Tzurah of bestowal that in Bina was toward the Creator, from which she could really feel that this is a higher pleasure. In Malchut, it is inverted into reception inwardly. And then, this part, the difference between Bina and Malchut, that in Bina was toward the Creator and Malchut is toward the creature, that part is felt as the receiving me. This is the me, the self, because in Kanaal there is no self. Everything comes from the Creator, the O and the Kli. In Zeranpin too, it is a must. It's got nothing to do, no choice. It extends O Chokhmah in order to live. Only Bina had a Ratzon toward the Creator, and Malchut has a Ratzon toward herself. These two are seemingly free. You see, the intensification of Ratzon and Bina is considered as Afshar. The problem is that it is loka mekaven, and in Malchut it is both. Malchut is considered as Efshar and loka mekaven. And here it says, what is the difference between O Chokhmah and Hearat Chokhmah? When she draws this additional shefa for herself, she feels the actual O Chokhmah, because it precedes because the kli comes first, the need. And where there is no need first, this is called Hearat Chokhmah, illumination versus light. So the difference is not in the O, but it's how juicy the kli is, how much it wants to suck, to swallow. Okay? All right. I recommend for you to read. I see there are many people here. I should mention them. If you have questions or news, everyone should hear them. It builds the connection among the groups. If there are news among the groups, if there are news, we should read them. Yes, we've prepared the news. Is there anything new about the meeting in Vienna? I understand that two people are going from the Baruch.